So Governor Hochul on Monday announced a conceptual agreement on a state budget, though the two legislative leaders did not join in her pronouncement. So, Mark, where are we right now? Did we get a budget or not?
We did not get a budget. We got some spin work from the governor, trying to get some good headlines and trying to get the media to stop saying we have a late budget. But in reality, there was no budget agreement. They may be close, but a budget is $250 billion. And so you may agree on 10 points, but you got 100 other points you got to get agreement on. Then the other problem they got is apparently last night somebody hacked into the bill drafting system, and so they can't finish writing the bills, and then they have to print the bills before the legislature votes on them. Actually, it would be nice if the legislators got the bills and could read them before they voted upon them, but that usually doesn't happen. But you actually do have to have the bills printed, and right now they can't even get the bills drafted.
So you mentioned agreeing to bills. Are there parts in the budget that have been agreed to?
Maybe. Certainly the one that everybody is talking about, and the governor is mainly claiming victory on, is on the issue of affordable housing. Though I think a lot of people are kind of skeptical that even if the deal does go through, as the governor has proposed, unclear whether actually will produce affordable housing. What is interesting is both the real estate industry and the tenants are very unhappy with the deal. The tenant groups, in fact, are urging the legislature to vote against the bill. The one that seems happiest are the unions. They were trying to push for a minimum wage of $40 an hour for people in the construction industry. A lot of them would be non-unions because you get a lot of immigrants working statewide, but particularly in the city. So they seem the happiest. You know, good cause eviction was the thing that the tenants were demanding in exchange for continuing to provide tax breaks for luxury housing. According to the tenant activists, the good cause law was really gutted. Some provisions like it would not apply to any housing that's been built in the last 30 years. Instead of limiting rent hikes to 5%, it would be 5% plus inflation up to 10% maximum. And it doesn't seem, it seems like they're only enacting good cause eviction in New York City, which is the place that least needs it, because New York City already has rent control. Basically, it would be left up to local governments to decide whether or not to opt in. You'd assume the city of Albany, which is the first one to pass good cause eviction, would jump on that opportunity. But how you would fare in Troy, for instance, where the majority of the city council is Republicans, you know, that's, you know, quite a bit up in the air. The governor did lose on the issue of basically over the last 10, 15 years, the courts have ordered the state to increase funding for school aid, particularly for rural communities and then inner city low income communities, because they have been unfunded. And during that transition, the compromise was that no school district would lose existing funding. Everybody would have to either see the stay the same or be increased. And that was called hold harmless. Now, over the last 10 to 15 years, many school districts, including in rural areas, have seen a dramatic decline in their number of students. And so their level of school funding no longer really corresponds to what school aid should be. And the governor was trying to rectify that in this year's budget. Actually, it would impact about half the schools in the state. That was blocked. Instead, they're going to take another year to study the issue. Or in other words, let's kick the can down the road and let's fight it next year in a non-election year. There's certainly a lot of other things that were done. The governor sought to cut in half the $500 million it was agreed to a number of years ago to invest in water infrastructure, a big issue for City of Troy and elsewhere. That looks like that money was restored in the budget. One of the big fights, something called Tier 6, and mainly the newer public employees' pension was a little bit different calculation than existing state and local government workers. So they had some deal on that, not quite clear. They wanted to look at 5-year average rather than, I'm sorry, they're looking at 5-year average, less, highest pay for the last 5 years. They were trying to push 3 years, which of course historically been particularly abused by the police, who run up massive overtime in their last few years in order to drive up their pension. They made some type of compromise on that one.
So, what are some of the issues that are far from an agreement? What are still outstanding?
Well, one or two, I mean, certainly the climate issue has not been resolved. We've had a lot of discussion with so-called New York HEAT Act, and there were sort of three components on that, and it seemed like pretty much they agreed on two of them, particularly what's known as the 100-foot rule to cut down on subsidies to new gas infrastructure pipeline expansion. And what they were fighting over was whether or not to cap the bills for low-income people at 6% of income. And it seems like now the entire thing's out of the budget. Now, the assembly always wants, they argue, things that are more policy related to be taken out of the budget. But there was a big pushback from some of the utility companies, particularly out in the western part of the state, and by some of the unions. The unions, they like building gas pipelines because they're good construction paying jobs. So it seems like the legislature may have caved on this. It would be a massive loss for the climate movement. We were told it's not in the budget, but since the budget's not done, it's not printed, people are fighting very hard today and tomorrow until the budget is passed to try to get that in. The other one, which seems to be out, is the idea about a climate superfund, which is to get the largest greenhouse emitters, polluters, to pay up to $3 million collectively a year for the next 30 years in order to mitigate some of the damages that have been caused by air pollution. And at the moment, that does not appear, to be in the budget. But there are so many, issues that, the governor may not talk about, but legislators do. And when you're, talking about $250 million, that $10 million here or $5 million there, that's still very critical. It had seemed like the legislature was moving to fund universal school meals. That was in, I believe, both one house budgets, but sort of indicates that that's not there. But until a budget is actually printed, you don't actually know what's in the budget. And, legislators really don't know what's in the budget. And on Monday, when they were negotiating or passing the budget extender through tomorrow, through Thursday, people like the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, when asked, "Well, we heard the governor just said we have a budget deal," and she said, "That's news to me." So there's still a lot of issues outstanding. Obviously, they're trying to close it down. But if they don't get it passed tomorrow, which seems unlikely because they can't get bill drafting and they can't get a bill in front of the legislators, then it goes for another weekend and things can reopen. And, it ain't done till it's done, as Yogi used to say.
Sounds like there's still a lot of work to be done. Thank you, Mark, for that update on getting closer to that state budget. And
You're welcome.
next up we have Jill Stein, who's seeking the Green Party nod against again as a run for president. She held a press conference at the state capitol on Tuesday to launch the petition to drive her campaign here in New York.